Parameters of the Radcliffe Wave from Masers, Radio Stars and T Tauri Stars, by Vadim Bobolev et al. The presence of the Radcliffe Wave is shown both in the positions and in the vertical velocities of masers and radio stars belonging to the local arm. This gives the impression that the structure of the Radcliffe Wave is not a wave in the full sense of the word. It is more like a local high-amplitude burst, rapidly fading away. Moreover, this structure has the largest amplitude in the immediate vicinity of the Sun, where the main backquote-backquote contributors are the Gould Belt stars. Based on the spectral analysis of masers, the following estimates of the geometric and kinematic characteristics of the wave were obtained. The largest value of the vertical coordinate Z max equals 87 plus or minus 4% and the wavelength lambda equals 2.8 plus or minus 0.1 kilopercent. The vertical velocity perturbation amplitude reaches W max equals 5.1 plus or minus 0.7 kilometers S1 and the wavelength found from vertical velocities is lambda equals 3.9 plus or minus 1.6 kilopercent. The Radcliffe wave also manifests itself in the positions of very young stars that have not reached the main sequence stage. We extracted a sample of such stars from the Gaia DR2 database and obtained the following estimates from them: Z max equals 118 plus or minus 3% and wavelength lambda equals 2.0 plus or minus 0.1 kilopercent. Dot. This was Parameters of the Radcliffe Wave from Masers, Radio Stars and T Tauri Stars, by Vadim Bobolev et al.